So the Rabbi here says, Nachman, the Rabbi Gimel Amud Aleph, right? Smack in the middle. Mamash smack in the middle. A little further. Who's the person who makes the bracha of Bar Priya Gofen? The one who is Bar Priya is the one who makes Al Mugmar. Now let's clarify. When it says in the Mishnah Mugmar, Mugmar is a code word for Birchas Hamazon. Shlomi, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I thought it was the...
No, Mugmar means the Besamim. But right. The Besamim is, it's Pashut that the Besamim is done by the one who says Birchas Hamazon. So when the Gemara wants to refer to Birchas Hamazon, the one that's going to lead the benching,
right.
The one that's going to lead the Birchas Hamazon, we're referring to him by the Mugmar. It's a given. Time of Chazal, the one who benches is the one that make the one who benches, who leads the benching, who leads the benching is the one who's going to make the Bari Mnei Besamim. That was Pasha. So when we want to refer to the person who's leading the benching, we call him by the one who makes the Bari Mnei Besamim.
Okay.
So now there's before you.
And this was recited after benching?
So the Bari Mnei, I think the Bari Mnei Besamim was said before benching, actually.
Okay.
It was before, if I'm not mistaken. We'll see in the Gemara, become clear in the Gemara.
Okay.
But over here, when we're referring to the one who's going to make benching, we're referring to the one who's the Mugmar, because they go together. Now, before they benched and before they said Bar Mnei Besamim,
it used to be one bench for everybody. Everybody was no.
Correct.
Okay.
Now, before they said Bar Mnei Besamim, they made benching. They drank wine for dessert. They drank wine, so they were.
By the way, according to the Rambam, it's very it coincides what he says.
You
not,
eat,
not to drink during
no,
the meal,
right?
Just eat, a little wine
right,
afterwards.
Exactly afterwards. So they ate the entire meal, and now there is a person
that
that's going
wine.
To make is going to make a borei pri hagofen on behalf of the entire tzibur.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They're all sitting together, and it says the Mishnah hesebu. Mm-hmm. They all should recline, mm-hmm. Pay close attention to one person who makes the borei pri hagofen, mm-hmm. And the one that makes the borei pri hagofen, mm-hmm. To drink the dessert wine, we're calling it dessert wine. He is the one that's going to lead the benching.
Yeah.
And the way we refer to benching, we have a unique term for benching is the mugmar. Even though the mugmar means besamim, that has nothing to do with benching. But being that the fact was the mitzis, when the one that led the benching also made the bar b'nei besamim, so we call him the mugmar. So, fact the gemara. Why? Why is the one who makes the bar priya gofen the one that's going to make the bracha for the dessert wine on behalf of everyone? Why is he honored with leading the benching? So the Gemara says, there's someone that's really more chashev than him.
I'm sorry.
There's another person in the room that's a bigger Talmud Chacham.
Perhaps. Yeah.
So therefore, but yet.
The one that benches is referred to the Mugmar?
No. Yes. The one
okay.
That's benching. The one. That said, Bari Priya Gofen for the dessert wine,
mm-hmm.
He's the one that is Oimer Al HaMugmar. Because he was the first one to wash my machana. Why was he the first one to wash my machana? Because since he's being Bari Priya Gofen, let's see Rashi. Rashi says.
Interesting.
And why was he honored to wash Mayim Achroinim first? Why? What is Mayim
Achroinim? Because he's going to be benching everybody. He's going to be blessing. He's going to be Mayim.
I know, but he's the one. The one that we're discussing is the one that makes the Borei Priya Gofen. Is a fellow
before benching.
So what does that have to do with the Mayim Achroinim? I do not know. Oh, there's an ois aleph here.
I think that look, we follow the ruling. Where is the bench on a kois washes first mayim achroinim?
He takes out these words.
He takes out the words entirely over here in the Al Gir, he takes it out.
This whole thing, v'amai hoyel v'hu notal yod of tchil v'achoyen is taken out.
Okay,
really?
Fine. Let's take it out. Let's skip it then.
Mesayle
l'rav, d'yama rav chi barashi, ama rav hanotal yod of tchila v'acharoina, hu mezumim l'bracha. And why is he the one that washes first mezumim l'bracha? So the question here is, why? It doesn't make a difference. Even if you keep the gears inside, it's all the same thing. Why? Why? But mayim achroinim, why is he the first one to wash mayim achroinim? Just because he makes the bracha of bar priya gofen, he's making l'chor the bracha bar priya gofen. Well, I guess we have to assume as follows. We have to assume is that they wash mayim achroinim before they had the dessert wine.
That doesn't make sense.
Not like
in between mayim achroinim and benching?
Yes. Because
it's hard for me to believe
because
that.
Because today, today we wash Mayim Achronim at the very end before benching. Because today we do not drink dessert wine. There's no such thing. So when we wash Mayim Achronim, that's basically the beginning of benching. But in time of Chazal, no, it's not the end. You wash Mayim Achronim to clean your hands. No, it's not a hefsek. You wash Mayim Achronim to clean your hands from the Melech Sedoimus, from the bread, from the Seuda.
Right.
And now we're going to have Yayin, dessert wine. So the person who's going to make the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam Baruch Hu Yagofen, he has to be ready to go. He gets to wash Mayim Achronim first. Then they serve the dessert wine. But the Mayim Achronim is also, like you said, to a degree, a high haschola of the Birchas HaMazon.
Right.
Not like today, where you're not allowed to be mafsik. Today, once you wash Mayim Achronim, that's it, it's a done deal. But that's not what they did in Tam Chazal. They had Mayim Achronim, then they had the dessert wine, then they had benching. So the Mayim Achronim Mitzadechar is the end of the meal, but it's also the haschola of the Birchas HaMazon.
Memela,
he gave in, that's why he continues. Exactly. That has to be the pshar l'choy. That's shandling over here. Tchilam d'vim v'chul mizum l'bracha. Rabbi Chilam Rabbi Chavi Yasek Chamid the Rebbe besudasa. Amalei the Rebbe l'rav kum Moshe yodoch wash your hands. In other words, my machroinim chaz yadav mirtas. He saw that he was afraid.
Amalei.
Rav, Rebbe said to Rav, get up and wash your hands.
Chazir,
Rebbe saw the Havi Mirta, said he was nervous.
Rebbe was the grand rabbi, right?
Right. So Rebbe, so why was Shema Roy Yodoy Miluch Lochas? Because he thought, he thought that he was saying to him, you're eating too much, time to go on a diet. He thought he was insulting him. He was insulting him. Rebbe said to Rav, wash your hands. Mm-hmm. Now that can mean one of two things. You're a slob. You're a slob. Your hands are filthy dirty. I see that when you eat, you don't know how to eat.
Or he said, you're eating too much.
Rashi said two opinions.
Either you're eating your hands are filthy.
Or time to go on a diet.
Exactly.
You ate too much.
Exactly.
So therefore, he got insulted. He got nervous because he thought that he was getting an insult. So Rebbe said, no, I'm not insulting you. I'm giving mechabed you.
We didn't just say that in the Gemara.
No, he said
clarified
it.
That.
Right. Let's see the Gemara. Rabbi Chia, Havias. Rebbe was the great rabbi. Right, Mesudas. I'm little Rebbe. Little Rebbe Rav. Rum, come get up. Mishayodach, wash your hands. So now, Chaza, because why was he Ajay? Because he thought they were being insulted.
Right.
Because Amalei Rebbe Chiya, don't bar pachse, son of a smith. I mean, that was his name.
Son
he called
of
him.
Nobles.
Of a, no, the different interpretations.
Okay.
Rebbe Chiya said to
different to Rav.
He said to Rav, he
clarified. Bar pach, that was his name.
Don't
he called my
pachse. Ayin
bebirchasa mezoinikam lach. He means to say is, I'm being mechabed you with birchasa mazoin. I'm not coming to insult you that you're going on a diet or your hands are your slob. I'm giving you my machroinim. Being that
you lead the benching.
The one that's going to lead the benching, he washes my machroinim first. Vaita, I'm going to be saying.
So Rav obviously saw on his facial expression.
Correct. Rabbi Chiya saw that Rav's facial expression. Omar, Rabbi Zeda, Omar, Rav, Bar Yirmya, Me'imosai, Mevachim, Malareach. Now here's a shiloh. When do you make the they lit up. The meal is over. Before they benched, they made a boire, Priyagofen. Bori atzei besamim. How do you make atzei besamim? You light a fire, coals. Not like we do today.
That's mugmar.
You light coals. Mugmar is actually the coal. And on the coal, you put spices. And the spice produce smoke. And you inhale. So at what point in time do you make the bracha of borei atzei besamim? Do you have to wait already until this fragrance? Then it's too late. You already were nene.
Uh-huh.
It's achar. It's too late. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to make the bracha over. But so maybe you should make the before you light the match.
Mm-hmm.
Who says the match is going to light? So when is the proper moment in time when you should make the bracha? So he says, when the smoke goes up, the moment you see smoke, that's when you make the bracha. But there's no fragrance yet. When the smoke goes up, there's still no fragrance. Let me ask you a question in response to your question. We have halacha.
It takes a while for it to smell.
Right, so it's too early, saying there's no fragrance yet. So let me ask you a question. You make a bracha, hamotzi lechem eretz. When do you make the bracha? When the food's in your mouth? Hamotzi lechem eretz.
Before.
What are you talking about? When you make the bracha of Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz, is the food already in your mouth? The food's on the table.
Well, he meant by Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz, you hold the bread in your hand. So then you.
But you didn't eat the bread yet. Ella, what's the answer? The answer is the food is in front of you. Daite lemecha lochinami daite laaruchi. You don't have to smell it. Adrava, you make the bracha. Oyvel asiyosan. Well, the truth is, the words oyvel asiyosan is not a correct term when it comes to food. There's no such concept. Oyvel asiyosan is brichas hamitzvos. When it comes to food, it's the birchas hanenin.
Right.
Birchas hanenin, then there's a whole new din in the Gemara. What point is it called? Maybe adrava. Yeah. Maybe you should make the bracha when you began to derive pleasure. Maybe the din of oyver lasiyos and lechoyer only applies to a mitzvah, tefillin, lulav and esrog. Who says the same rules of oyver lasiyos apply to food? Kamash Mulan. No, I don't know if it's exactly the same concept, but that's the more shachar
v'tarya.
Before. Oyver, before you do the actual mitzvah. Oyver, you put it.
Doesn't mean after, it means
before. Right, the moment before you do the mitzvah, you make the bracha. So the question is, when it comes to birchas hanenin, birchas hanenin is when you derive physical pleasure, food in your stomach. Does the same rule apply that you should make the bracha before you derive pleasure? Maybe not. Maybe you can say a svara, since the whole time of the bracha is to derive pleasure.
Maybe.
It's not a mitzvah. It's a pleasure. Mitzvah is lav lechonetz ninu. When it comes to a mitzvah, you're never going to derive pleasure. Mitzvah is lav lechonetz ninu. It's not meant to eat, not meant to derive pleasure. You take a little vinesh. You have hana?
No, but if you have hana? Piece of bread,
oh, that's a different category of bracha. It's called birchas hanenin. It's a different shulchan aruch, birchas hanenin.
It means you make a bracha because you're having hana.
Pleasure. Also, la'odam lechonetz be'olam hazeh beloy bracha. So maybe there's a svara to say. Mm-hmm. That you make the bracha after you already began to derive pleasure.
As long as you're still going to derive more pleasure.
Correct.
We don't. But
that's the Gemara's kasha.
Right, right.
That's the Gemara's kasha. Birchas horeach is the birchas hanenin. You're deriving pleasure from the fragrance.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, his taina was, how can you make the bracha bari atze bisamim only when the smoke is going up, when you did not get inhale? But you did not yet derive pleasure. It's not like birchas hamitzvahs. You have to already begin
not
to derive
that,
pleasure.
By bread, you can say that if you're holding the bread, even if you didn't eat it, you're holding.
No,
the item
Gemara
that
doesn't say.
Eat.
So no,
besamim,
that's
there's nothing to hold.
No, that's not the Gemara's answer. The Gemara answers. No, the Gemara basically is coming to answer in Achinami. Birchas hanenin is no different than birchas hamitzvahs.
But I think you can still make a distinction between.
Yeah.
He says just like. So we see from it, just like by bread, you haven't derived pleasure, but
daite.
Same thing here also.
Right.
But you can make a distinction.
Yeah.
Bread, right away you're eating it. Here it takes a
why
while.
Not?
The smoke comes up.
The smoke already came up. It says you
it's
make
like
the bread
a second right away?
When the smoke already came up, which means it's a second later. It's all ready to go. It says Kitar Ha'oshan Shemetamer V'Oyle.
But still there's like a second delay.
Loy Hiriach, you have to inhale.
Right. So what was the kasha b'chlal?
You have to. The question was that the kasha was, like we said, when it comes to birchas hanenin, you should make the bracha after you've already begun to derive pleasure.
And so he was asking, how could you make the bracha before you derive pleasure?
But after you've begun to derive pleasure by food. That would translate.
One second. So he starts making the bracha as soon as it starts smoking.
It's not. You have to first inhale.
I got it. So
and food. Take
so
a bite.
Take a bite. I got it.
So he says, listen. When it comes to food, do we make a bracha after you took your first bite? No. Before. In other words, what is he saying in essence?
Right.
That there's a din by birchas hanenin of oyver lasiyosan. I don't know if it's the terminology, but it's the same concept.
Right.
The concept is before you derive pleasure, you make the bracha. Right. We have to go fight. We have to go very quick.
Omar,
new Gemara. The correct brach is atse chutz mi mushuk mi moishek shemen chaya, a person that is moish, the certain type of
Must
find of shemen chaya.
It's not a species of wood, but an animal.
Because it's not an eitz. Okay, it's a must. So where does it come from? An animal.
An animal
derivative.
And on that you make a bar minim sum.
Mine, because it's not an eitz. You can't say atse. Mine b'samim. Meisve, ein mevarchin bari atse b'samim. Ella ala farsimayin shel beis rebi. Viala farsimayin bolzam shel beis kesar. Viala hadas. Shebechol Mokum Hadasim. That's what we make today. We make today Borei Minei Vahavdalah. Why? Because what do we use for Havdalah? We use Havdalah normally...
Cloves,
which is...
Which is wood. How come we don't make Asim Samar?
Because it comes from Hadasim, I think. Does it come from Hadasim?
Nah,
no?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You mean from the... I don't know.
But it's literally Ella Alfarasimon, but Alfarasimon bulls them. So why are these things different? So these things in Vishal Beis, Shem Vishal Beis, Kesav, Nokar, Hanim, Mishum, Shainu, Motsi, El, El, Beis, Moloch, my kings. V'lahada, Shem, Chol, Mokim, Mechudin, Lechol, Hadoim, Rash, Lechol, Mishu, Eitz, Ba'atzim, Ba'atzim, Meriach, Boloi, Sreifa, Ela, Ela, the Hadas, Shechiach, Divracham, Bola, Bechoy, Bechol, Mokim, Umug, Moloi, Mevarin, Mevarachin, Ela, Bori, Minei, Besamim. So he says over here, what is the bottom line? You have to have the Eitz itself. Only time you make a bracha of atzei b'samin is when you mamish being nene from the piece of wood. Yes. But when you're being nene from a derivative of the wood, then you don't make a bracha borei atzei, you make a bracha borei mine.
So that's the kasha?
So what's the kasha? Well, the kasha over here is because we said over here in this halacha that Kol hamugmaros mevarchin alei bori atzei b'samim. You make atzei. That's not so. You should make bori minei b'samim. When it comes to the mugmaros are not from the wood itself. You're not being nene from the wood itself. You're being nene from the fragrance, not from the wood itself. The only time you make a bracha, of bori atzei is when you smell the wood. You take the wood and you crack it and you smell the wood itself. But if you put the wood on a fire, the wood itself has no flavor, has no fragrance. And you have to put the wood on a fire and produce smoke in order to extract flavor. That's secondary. You hear?
Yeah.
So that's the kasha. Why do you make atzei b'samim?
So therefore it's not true. You have to smell the fragrance of the wood itself.
And
if you need a fire.
You're not smelling the fragrance of the wood?
No, you're smelling the fragrance. Vaping. You're smelling
from the wood.
You're taking the wood. No, it's not the wood. You're taking the, you're burning the wood. It's shinui. You're mashane the wood. The wood has been combustible, has been burnt into fire. So it's a shinui. It's not the original product. So
why do you have to make Abu Samya?
That's a tiyuft. That's his tiyuft.
Vait.
Oil. Okay, now almost well. My mevarchin al ilove. Amalei hachi amar Yehuda borei shemen artzenu. When the person smells it, a special bracha you make
which
shemen,
grows in Yericho, it says. No?
Shemen, fine. Yes. We make a shemen artzenu. Amalei barminei Rav Yehuda the chaviv le'erit no tuming raya. Don't tell me what Rav Yehuda said about shemen. Rabbi Yehuda was a Zionist. Cannot bring a rye from a Zionist. Amalei barminei Rav Yehuda the chaviv le'erit Yisrael. He had a chavivus. The kedushas haaretz, memeil lekul elamai. But not every person.
One second. So therefore, since he had such a passion for Eretz,
Artzenu, he can say a brach of Artzenu.
Oh,
Artzenu. Artzenu.
It's but a very Zionist.
Okay, but lekul elamai. What about everyone
else? One
second.
So we're talking about balsam that comes from Eretz
Yisrael. Yes.
So why does Rashi say Yerichai?
That's Eretz Yisrael. That's where it grows.
Yerichai is part of
lekul elamai. Of course, that's the Haschal. That was Yeshua.
That's right.
He conquered Yerichai. So first of all, Amalei Amar Rabbi Yochanan Bari Shemen Orev.
On that,
Orev is sweet. Pleasant oil. You cannot say Artzenu unless you have a chavivus for Eretz Yisrael. Unbelievable. They say the person, the Yerushalmi, the person who dies in the Chutzaretz, he's not allowed to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. How dare you be metame the land? Right. If you really,
but
you,
today you don't. Yeah.
If you really know, Rav Palm said that you know, Rav Palm, Reisman had a conversation with Rav Palm, says that he doesn't want to be an Eretz Yisrael.
Because of Yerushalmi. People are buried in Eretz Yisrael.
So you have to, in order to be an Eretz Yisrael, you have to have your children have to be learning Eretz Yisrael, or you have to have a proper Eretz Yisrael. You have to show in your life a chavivus.
Who says Eretz, this?
Yerushalmi says this.
Yeah, but Yerushalmi
says.
But most people follow Yerushalmi.
Otherwise, what are you coming to be metame my land? You live your whole life in Chutz Liaretz.
Where's this
and you should go bring your bones to Eretz to be metame the holy land. Who
where's
asked
this
you?
Where's this
I don't know. It's a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that a person should not be buried in Eretz Yisrael. He's in Chutz Liaretz because he's coming to be metame the land. Who asked you to be mapish tumah in the land? Your whole life you live in Chutz Liaretz, and now you die. You want to go bring your bones to bring more tumah to the land?
If you can find out the makar, okay.
Omar Rabbi Adavar Havaba Hai Kashrasa. What's kashrasa?
Pasta.
Rashi.
What did you say?
Koisht. What's koisht?
It's in
one of the spices of the ketores.
Right.
Koisht.
11 spices in incense.
The samonim mevarchin ilave bari atse bisam. It's a wood. You're having hana from the wood itself. Aval mishcha. But if you extract the oil, then
from the kosh
kivisha. Loi, why kivish shemen sheboi tamun? It's kivisha, the mishcha kivisha, the oil that is extracted. It's kavosh, what's hidden within. Loi, then you make a bracha borei. You make what? You make a different bracha. What bracha? Doesn't say what bracha you make. Rav Kahana, ama afilu mishcha kivisha. Even that you make a bracha of atzei. Why? Why that bracha you make atzei? Shemen sheboi tamun.
Present in its original form. Even though it's not visible, it's still present.
Aval mishcha techina. But if you grind it, shetocha noiboi.
If you grind it
low, then you don't make the bracha of atzei b'samim. Then you make a different bracha. It doesn't say what bracha you make though. Now, doy amri afilu mishcha techina. Even if you grind it,
you make atzei b'samim.
You make of atzei b'samim. When then amrav gidlam amrav. Hi, no halacha. Hi, samlek. What is samlek?
Jasmine.
Another type of spice. Min ace of grass. Okay, it's a complex type of grass. Figure out what it is. Ask a botanist what this is.
Three.
Hi, samlok mivarchin ani lovei bari atzei b'samim.
Why? Because it has a wooden step.
It's the wood. It's the wood itself. You're being netted from the wood itself. Another type of grass. Rashi boisein with spice. One of the samimonim of the Torah. She boi lesner. It's like flax. It's going to go from the ground.
By the Meraglim, right?
No, by Rochav.
Yeah, but the Meraglim, he sent out
the name she hid them.
Pinchas and Kalev.
She hid them.
I told my sister about that today.
So what is over here? Unbelievable. Among the stalks, the Pishtei Ho'etz. What's the Raya? So the Raya is it calls Pishton Eitz. And the mailing what we were saying is that this Shibboleth Nerd is just like Pishton. It's a cousin of Pishton.
Uh-huh.
And if Pishton is called Eitz, so too the Shibboleth Nerd is called Eitz. Oh, one is
so
called
flax
Eitz.
Has
flax is called Eitz. Mm-hmm. It's not a grass. Because it says in the pasuk, but Pishtei Ho'etz. So just like flax is called Eitz, likewise, this Shibboleth Nerd is also called Eitz.
Uh-huh.
It's also called wood. It's called wood, you make Bori Atzei B'samim. Vaita, hi, Darkoim, dig, Nunisa. It's garden saffron. Correct? Is that what it's in the art school?
Well, what's garden saffron?
Garden, I have
the
no
Chofadima?
Idea. I memorize words.
Narkoim?
Narkoim diganisa.
It just says narkoim.
Narkoim dignunisa.
Rose according to Rashi, lily according to Rabbeinu.
Lily, okay, of a
lily,
garden.
Lily, I've heard of lily.
Narkoim dignunisa.
Garden variety.
Chavatzelas hasharoin. It says chavatzelas hasharoin. That's one of the kinois. The kinois of Tisha B'Av. Whatever it is, a certain type of herb. Narkoim.
It says in the kinos.
I don't know what it is. I have no idea. Vayit, we have to go very quick. Okay, next. Very behind. Mevarachim ilavei bari atzei b'samim.
Yeah.
The dabra. If it's not from the garden.
It's in the woods.
It's from the desert.
Desert.
The dabra. Bari isvei b'samim. Amar avsheshes. Hanei sigle, roses. These are roses.
Violets.
Violets are red. Roses
are blue. Roses are red. Violets
roses
are blue.
Roses are red. Violets are blue. Sticks and stones. Sticks and stones will only one.
Violets are blue. Whatever.
Because
it's like a grass.
It's a flower.
Amazutra. So flowers make isvei. Make grass. Amazutra. Haiman. The moirach smells. The esteroiga.
The esterig.
Oi. Bechavush. Quince. You know what a quince is?
No.
Whatever it is.
A fruit?
Oimer. A fruit. Yes.
Yes.
Oimer. Baruch. Shenasan reyach toy bepeiros.
That's takta halach. Yeah.
What do you mean the halach? This is the halach. Shulchan Aruch. Your takta is true.
You ever made the
bracha? No, we don't because
in the Siddurim it's printed also.
Why we don't make the bracha? We don't make by because today we don't have an appreciation.
No.
And also is that ever since the chumay samidish ninosan reyach toy bepeiros. It's a perish chazal that since the churban beis hamikdash the reyach the churban beis hamikdash the reyach
was taken away from the peiros. Yeah. It's a chazal. Memela, today the minig is not to make brachos on fruit that smell good for two reasons. Number one, chazal said that since the churban, the reach toiv was taken away from the peiros, so there is no reach. And number two is, we're not trained to appreciate the reach toiv.
Who says that we're not trained to appreciate?
Poskim say this. We're not trained to appreciate. Therefore, it's like people like me, you give me a good schnapps, I go, to me it tastes like mouthwash. I appreciate schnapps. You give me a $400 bottle of schnapps, and I take a l'chaim.
But where's that gemara that Hashem took away the smell inside her?
I don't know.
And it says,
Nitan reach toiv mi peiros.
Interesting.
Mele, you can't make a bracha anymore on reach.
Interesting.
But me'ikar hadin, you make a bracha baruch shenos and reach toiv mi peiros. The article sitter, it still says this bracha.
Right, yeah.
Omar,
I don't know the article, the sitter as well.
Omar, Rav Yehuda, Haiman, the Nafik, B'yamin, Nisan. This is the famous Barvusta Gemara.
Me.
This is coming up very soon. And you go on the Yom Nisan, because the Ilani, the Melav Leve, this is the Makar.
Melav Leve means they start.
They blossom. Blossoming.
Yeah.
The famous Gemara, Omer, Baruch, Sheloi, Chiser, Bialamai, Kulum. Nothing is missing in this world. Uvara by Briois, Toivais, Vilonis, Toivais, beautiful creatures, Vilonis, Toivais, Lehisnois, Bohem, to delight in them. Bnei Adam, mankind. You make this bracha, B'shem Malchus, Chodesh Nisan. Beginning of Chodesh Nisan, you make this bracha. Birchas Ilonais. Okay, you make the bracha in Chodesh Nisan, you make this bracha, Birchas, you have to make sure this blossom. You have to see the blossoms.
Yeah.
Because now it's a late year, you don't make the bracha.
And by the way, right here, blossom. Like two blocks
there's
away.
A whole listing.
Yeah, right.
All the different locations. Make sure you can see a blossom. You have to wait until the beginning of Chodesh Nisan. Very important bracha. Vaita. Rabbi Nainchim Rachna, Allah Reach, Anna Reach, Shnemar, Kol Anashama, Tahalil Ka, Ezodava, Shanashama, Nenes, Menen, Ben. Men, young men are going to have fragrance. Shenemar yelchu, you're in case of the young men, the kizayis will be like an olive, hoidoi, like a beautiful, their splendor will be like an olive. The reach loy, kalavanoin, lasalavai, a young boy will have fragrance. No need for cologne.
What is kalavanoin?
What? Lavan, name of place. Lebanon.
That had flowers there? It was
no, it says that the Lavan had a beautiful fragrance.
Now look what Rashi writes. Rashi says,
the flowers.
That means there were flowers.
Okay. Let me see the Rashi. Which Rashi?
Doesn't mean Lebanon. Lebanon is in
yes, Lavanon is the name of a place. Lavanon, it's used symbolically. It's a play, whatever it is.
Lebanon is also considered the base of Mizrach.
There's another
one. Beirut is in Lebanon. Right? Something happened there.
Lavanon is a word used in Tanakh all the time. It's symbolic of a delicious a place where there are big trees. There are massive trees, and there's flower, all different types of usage for the word, and also refers to the Beis Hamikdash. It's malb in lashon of lavan.
It whitens
the young boys. It says la'asa lavan, that a child, a young man, will smell good.
Okay.
He won't need deodorant. He will have He will have natural fragrance.
Probably is much more
white in the Gemara.
It brings another positive.
Everything is in its right time. Gave a person the machshava, a type of parnasa that he enjoys. Some people like taking out the garbage, so they become the head of the sanitation department. New York's cleanest. Then people like to have weapons. New York.
And how is this related to the previous Gemara?
It's a pasuk, a new Gemara. There's no Rab Zeirim, Mar Zutra. He's the Baal HaMemra.
Oh, I see.
Mar Zutra. Once we have one of Mar Zutra, the Gemara goes on a series.
Yeah.
The Ribbono Shel Olam says, Hakoil, Yof, also Yof, and Bitoy in the right time. Melamed. We go very fast. Every person, Yof, the Yof is. Be'itoy.
Even a tanner. He likes the smell of tanner.
Everyone likes their parnasa. I'm not papa. Hainu yami inche. Telele koira. Ledover acher. Give a koira means a melon to a pig. Hang. In other words, put in front of a pig a melon. View the day of it. He doesn't want it. He wants soya. Soya. Raj is zrach. Hagodol bedekel. A delicious food for a pig. Tala oisa lechazir. He doesn't want it. You give a chazir a delicious pastrami sandwich, corned beef sandwich in club, with pickles. He's not interested. The chazir wants tzoya.
Therefore, so what is it?
So Mamela, because the Eibishter gave a chazir a tafkid to like tzoya.
Oh, it's going back to the previous Gemara.
Every person, some people, the world needs all different types of people. If everyone only liked one thing, no one wanted a job. There are people who like to do certain things. The Mamela, okay. Hashem made it pleasant in their eyes, period.
Okay.
Vait in the Gemara. Vaita. V'yamar zutra bar toivia amarav avuka kishnayim yirech kishloish navuka. And avuka is kishnayim. What do you mean avuka kishnayim? Lein choye yoytze b'layla. When you go at night, you need over here, you need kishnayim, there's no demons. Demons.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to go alone because a demon may attack you.
Nee.
So if you go with an avuka, if a person goes out with a flare, an avuka with a torch, at night, then he's allowed to go out with somebody else. There's a loch, you're not allowed to go alone. Even one person is not allowed, you're not even one
with
person.
With a torch is after he went with somebody
right.
else.
Right, it's kishnayim, like two people, the melee is safe to go. The yoreach, and the moon, if there's a full moon outside, then you can go out at night alone, you need, the demons are not going to attack when there's a full moon.
And what about him turning into a wolf? Okay, that
maybe
joke.
Also. Does that mean the Hadidi day? Does that mean the Avuka is Kishnayim together with him? Mean the Avuka is the Oidilma?
It's one and now
one now
together
two. Oidilma, Avuka, Kishnayim, Lubarmidi day. Why Nafkamina? The Nafkamina is when there are a lot of demons. When there are a lot of demons, you need three people. When there are only a few demons, you only need two people.
How does a person know how many demons? Okay.
You know, there's a sign. It tells you there's a meter. You take a special meter. Rashi says, Tashma. It says that the moon is like three. And what does that mean? It means together, which means you're one and the moon is two. So tzvemin, you have a mizumin. The moon is two, you are one. The male of three.
So that's even more than a
torch. So that would mean that when it says
four,
a torch,
you don't need four.
Shapir. Because Bahadidei Shapir, because there's no such thing as more than three. Ella Yamar to Labar Mididei, it means Arba. Lomali, what do you need for? Le'echadash, a demon. Le'echad Nire Umazik. A person is all alone, and a demon comes to you, he's in danger. L'shnayim, let's say a demon appears to two people. Nire Ve'in Umazik. Only going to scare you, but not going to damage you. L'shloisha Nir Kolikar. There's no need for. Four, the demon don't show up. So why would the Braisa tell us?
No, three doesn't show up.
Right, that's right. So certainly four. So why would the Braisa tell us that the moon is three? And that means three plus you is four. It's over too much.
Doesn't mean
it has
that.
To be two plus you. So Mamela, when it says now that a torch one. So one plus one is it means Ella Shmam Gavuka Kishnayim Bahadiday. Shmamina in a chanami. A torch is one. You are one.
And a moon is two.
One plus one is two. A moon is two and you are one is three. You don't need more than three.
Right.
She was being taken out and she was willing to allow herself to be burnt and not be mevaze Yehuda. The Chizkuni says the Mutseis means she was not taken out to be killed. They would brand. They would take a hot metal and they would put on the forehead of a they write Zoyna. That's
Mutseis.
It doesn't mean they would kill her.
It doesn't mean
mamish to burn them by the stake.
That's amazing.
Because she was it should be a bezoyin. The ganze leben.
Because
on
Rashi calls from Rabbeinu Ephraim that she was a bas koyin and she.
So who
that's
says
amazing?
Amazing. Before man, who says they would kill her? They would kill her.
That's amazing.
She, and also, why she chayim misa? She wasn't married. She's not an ashes ish. She wasn't ashes. She was a zakuk liyibum.
I mean, a bas koyin is only if she was married and she was mzana.
Yeah.
That's half. That's
so. He says it means they would brand her like an
one
animal.
One last thing, the Meiri says when it says that I'm just saying it's a side thing. He says doesn't mean from one time. If someone is margul
many times.
It's a chiddush. It's a chiddush.
Murdik. Turn up on him. They bring two things. You make a bracha on the shemen, and then you make a bracha on the hadas. Shemen make a bracha on the what bracha you make on the tzav suda. Now what's the shemen? Rashi says losuch. You're not smelling the shemen. You're smearing it. And here's the shemen. You make a bracha. What do you make a bracha on what bracha do you make on the shemen?
Yeah.
Shemen losuch rashi yadav lahavi hazuma sa'ichlim ve'hadas l'rechba k'mo shemarnu. Okay, so what bracha do you make on the Shemen? I do not know. I don't
to
know.
To remove the Zahamas Oichna.
I don't know what bracha you make. Shemen Arev, maybe make something the same bracha.
One who creates pleasant oil. Mm-hmm.
Shemen Arev, even though you're not smelling it. Using the shemen to smear in your body.
It's interesting. Instead shemen of using water, he uses oil.
Berach al Hashem. Yach berach al Hadas. Ubeis leloy mebeis lel says berach al Hadas. First on the Hadas. Yach berach al Hashemen. Amar Gamliel. Ani Achria. Shemen zochinu l'richoy. Shemen we zoche two things. L'richoy we zochinu l'sichosoy. Hadas l'richoy zochinu l'sichosoy l'zochinu. Mebeil it's pashut. It's possible. Baruch Hashem has 2 miles. So more notice from this Gemara. Now, it's only achria. Achria does not. Achria means I'm going to decide. It doesn't mean I'm going to make a pshara.
I'm going to decide means, with Ben Shammai.
I'm going to decide that the halachah is like Beis Hillel. That the bracha you make, the bracha you're going to make, Beis Hillel's one is Mechala. I'm sorry, Beis Shammai. Make like Beis Shammai. Make like Beis Shammai. And the Shammai takes the has 2 miles. Yeah. 2 miles. Oh, Marav Yochanan, Allah Kedivah Hamachria. We pass like the Machria. You make bracha on the Shemen first. Rav Papa, Michael, Beir Rav Huna, Beir Rav Aika, Beir Rav Hika. I used to come in Shemen Hadas. Shok Rav Papa, Berich Al Hadas, Bereisha. For Hodel Varech Hashemen, Pumfakert, like Beis Hillel, Amolei, Lo Sov, Lo Mark, Halacha Divrei Machria, Amolei, Hoch Yom Arava, Halacha Ki Beis Hillel. I'm sorry, I don't tell like the Machria, Halacha like Beis Hillel. V'loihi. It's not so. B'emes, Rav Papa's masking like the Machria. He was embarrassed. He made a mistake. And to save face, le'ishtamute nafshei hudavli pilei peloyim. What the Gemara says now,
Shuddah
is, he made a mistake. Rav Papa made a mistake. He did the wrong halacha, and they said to me, "What are you doing? You're going like Beis Hillel. Don't you know the halacha is even hamachria? And machria is like Shammai because there's 2 milos." So he says, "I don't know what you're talking about. All I know is one thing: we passing like Beis Hillel connected Beis Shammai." And the Gemara says that was not a true answer. He knew the reason why he made that statement was to save face. He was embarrassed that he made a mistake.
Well, who made a mistake?
Rav Papa made a mistake. Really? So in order to save himself embarrassment, lishtamute, he went and he made up this answer.
Hmm. Look,
Rashi. Rashi, v'lohi lo yomar Rav Papa, ichsif lefi shetoha. He made a mistake. The Hishmet Atzmai Bekach, he wanted to escape from the Busha Uchlima. What?
For that moment, he probably admitted it.
Pilei Peloim. Vaita. Tanabonon. If you look at the Mishmashavayayin. Beishamayo Imrema Echez Hashemen Biyiminoi. Oh, so you hold the Shemen in your right hand. Beisayayi, you have 2 things there. Shemen of Yayin. And what is this for? This is the Yayin Shachar Hamazayin. Okay? The Ein Zeh Koy Shel Bracha. We're discussing over here dessert wine. We're not discussing over here the Yayin that you're in Bracha Samazim.
Okay.
Dessert wine.
Okay.
So he has in front of 2 things. Like this. So Oichel Shem B'Yimina, the right hand. Yes, a Yayin B'Smoilei. Nevarach Ala Shemen. You make Shemen Orev. Borei Shemen Orev. V'choy Zvarach Ala Yayin. Beis Hillel Oimrim Oichel Zeh Sayayin B'Yimina. You hold the right hand. V'yaz Hashemen B'Smoilei. Nevarach Ala Yayin. V'choy Zvarach Ala Shemen. V'tochu B'Roish. Then what do you do? After you make a bracha on the shemen, you smear it b'roish hashamash. You smear the shemen on the roish hashamash. Why? What does that mean? Because kedesh lo yotza b'yodav mivus mois b'shuk sheginayhu l'tal mechacha. That when you finish with the shemen,
he wipes off whatever was
whatever he got left on the head of the shamus. Why don't you wipe? Why don't you wipe it on the paper towel? So waste baltashchus. If you have some extra oil, why waste it on the paper towel? You might as well be mahane somebody. Who should you be mahane?
The waiter. That's a tip.
That's the tip. Exactly. The waiter. So do it on your own head. Wipe on your head. If you go into a Talmud Chacham goes in the streets and they smell he has shemen, it's a bezayin. It's not
why? Because they think he's going for snus.
Yeah, could be. It's not like he clearly with Talmud Chacham. We don't relate to society that the Mizach, the Mela, get rid of it. You need the Shemen to clean your hands as a soap. Good. Use it for the soap. But don't go into the street. And don't waste it either. V'im Shamash Talmud Chacham, who? Tocha b'kaisel, you have no choice. V'neshem g'nat ha'mechachem lotzeis l'shuk b'kishu 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 b'kishu
b'kishu
b'kishu b'kishu b'kishu b'kishu b'kishu b'kishu b'kishu b'kishu b'kishu b'kishu b'kishu b'kishu b'kishu
b'kishu
b'kishu b'kishu b'kishu b'kishu b'kishu b'kishu b'kishu b'kishu b'kishu b'kishu b'kishu b'kishu b'kishu b'kishu b'kishu b'kishu b'kishu b'kishu b'kishu b'kishu b'kishu b'kishu b'kishu b'kishu b'kishu b'kishu b'kishu b'kishu b'kishu b'kishu b'kishu b'kishu b'kishu b'kishu b'kishu b'kishu b'kishu b'kishu b'kishu b'kishu b'kishu b'kishu b'kishu b'kishu b'kishu b'kishu b'kishu b'kishu b'kishu b'kishu b'kishu b'kishu b'kishu The way you would call attraction for Mishkav Zohar, I'm available. The Mishkav Zohar is if you had that smell.
But if you're not in a place like that, then you're like, okay.
No problem. Oh, no, just laying on a little bit of God on your garments. Aval begufoy, it's mutter. Zeh ma'avrolei, it's gonna dissipate. The sweat is gonna get rid of it. The sweat's gonna dissipate. Give the dumb. Your hair is okay. It's in your garment. Then it's no good. It's usher. It's gonna be no good because it's not gonna go away. It's gonna be a signal for Mishkav Zohar. No, it's a good dumb. It's gonna be mutter. The mishum chashada. That you're going for znus.
What do you mean, to study?
To learn Torah. He's not going to the base medrash. Going to the daf yomi. Maybe he did the idna because he's going to learn Torah.
People know that he's going for learning.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not because of going out at night,
right? Some people, you know, people are going to be choshen him. If you're going out at night,
he's going to do bad things,
right? But if he's going out to a shir every night, no one's be choshen him. Next, I'll get him with patches on your shoes. No, it's only also with a patch on top of a patch. Fanta. Only the top part of the shoe, befanta, the front, avol begilda on the bottom, unless no one sees it. Only when you go, only
walking on the road.
Befanta when it's also befanta can be also. Is
but
only when you're outside.
Slippers, it's okay.
Avol b'orcha, but only but in the base, unless no one knows about it. Learning a little bit more. Sachamah, but it's like a shanim. Less lan ba. This is caught up. We did a nice amount.
What's today?
Today's the stuff. Mem Gimel. Mem Gimel.
$1.
Mem
Gimel.
Sure. $1.
Maybe you should learn it for 8:20.
Okay.
Yeah. Who are you going to tell?
Yeah. It's enough.
You went there to show?
I'll tell him.
8:20?
8:20. Whoever comes, who cares? You'll come enough.